Be anxious for nothing, but your requests be known before God in all prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Jesus Christ. For the rest of the brothers, everything that is true, everything that is honest, everything that is pleasant, everything that is pure, everything that is kind, everything that is of good name. If there is any virtue, if something praiseworthy in this, think. Have you started to think what you occupy your mind with? What are we thinking most? Because generally, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, the man is what he thinks of himself. What are we thinking most of the time? In debts, in problems, in difficult circumstances, all that we allow to come into our minds is what we are going to live from. All the time we are living today, everything we are thinking, we speak what we think, we do what we think, and in general, it's the least. It's the least we try to take care of, the things that we allow that come into our minds. Someone once said, I cannot avoid that the birds flutter above my head, but if I can prevent them from nesting on it, the Apostle Paul was teaching this word. He said, do not be anxious for anything. The eagerness and the anxiety makes us make the worst decision. If you start to meditate, now realize how many decisions have you made in your moments of anxiety, in times of worry. The problem is that all the decisions we make are always going to have consequences. And maybe you made a decision yesterday to cover yesterday, but you didn't notice that by covering yesterday, you opened a larger space for a bigger problem to arise. And this is how we spend our lives, from one problem to another. Sadly, this is how we spend our lives, from worry to worries. And we do not manage to live it in reality. We are living life today, or where your world turns, and everything that worries you, problems goes, problem comes. And you have not been able to advance. You go to church. You allow God to enter your life, but you have realized that you have not been able to enjoy life, because the Apostle Paul gave this secret and said, do not be anxious for anything. It seems something complicated to live, right? But this advice has been given, not by anyone. It was someone who had learned to enjoy every moment of life. Paul had found success, so to speak. For Paul, the success was not in the amount of money that he could have, because look at something. When the world thinks that success is in how much money you have, and the more you want to have, and the more you have, the more the ambition opens up for you, and the more you want to have. The man is unstable. Paul had understood that everything in this world comes and goes, and that the one has to be grateful to God and to learn to enjoy every moment that one has to take care of, which is what you allow to enter your life, and not to have your peace stolen, because there is nothing like having peace, and our peace and tranquility that God gives us. It will not depend on the circumstances, because if it depended on the circumstances, everything will have to be completely calm and never listen well. While we are in life, we will always face adverse situations. God takes care that everything works for the good. Glory to God. Jesus himself said, in the world, they will have afflictions, following God is not the trails of difficulties are going to cease to exist. Continue to God does not mean that everything is going to be rosy. Following God does not mean that every problem is going to be solved. Sometimes there are circumstances that we will have to face. God has never said that He is not going to do so. Sometimes we have a wrong concept of God, or because it's what they have taught us. Come to Christ, and God is going to give you a house, a car, a scholarship. God obviously wants the best for His children, but that does not exempt them from facing the difficulties that life will present us daily, nor exempt us to face the temptations that life will want to put before us daily, or Satan will want to put before you, to deviate from God's purpose, which is what makes the difference. Our attitude to face these problems, our attitude to face those temptations, the faith that God has put in you to believe and to remain firm. And now that you do not depend on what the world wants to put on you, and that you do not depend on the circumstances, and that the circumstances and everything that happens around you does not define you. On the contrary, God is the one who defines you. And when you are defined by God, you define the rest. Paul had understood this, and he said, I have learned to live at all times, he said. I am not saying it because I have a shortage, because I have learned to be content, whatever my situation, to live humbly and to have abundance in everything and for everything I am taught. So to be saturated as to be hungry, those to have abundance, how to suffer need. I can do everything in Christ who strengthens me. Paul did not start to criticize. Well, now that I am in God because I have shortages or because I have need, he said, I learned to have need and to have a good attitude, and I learned to be in abundance and to have a good attitude. I am grateful to God. I live at all times because I know that this life here on this earth is temporary, and that I have a greater prize in my life, and my results come from God, and that God will have my reward at the end of time. But I have to learn to live on earth. I ask you something. Are you learning to live? Life does not mean that the problems are not going to be. I want to make that clear to you. God never promised that. God always promised that He would be with you, because this is going to be a time of learning. Now, as we face the circumstances, it will bring success to our life. The attitude that we have today is what makes the difference. I smile many times when I listen to many people. It's not that the one who is not a Christian, who does not have a God, who does not have to fear of God. I see that these people prosper and not me. Then I answer and tell them, it's your situation today, because instead of focusing on what you have ahead, you are complaining all the time about God because another prospers and you don't. God brings out the sun for good and for bad. God makes it rain for good and for bad. Do you know what the difference is? And this is a sadder still, because this reminds me of the crowds that were with Jesus. Many were with Jesus, but only some recorded in the Bible were those who made it possible for Jesus to come out, like that woman who had blood flow, or like that man by the road who was begging, screaming, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Only few people had faith. I could spend my whole life criticizing that another prospers, and I don't, and saying, Lord, is that you are not just. It's not about the justice of God. I know that if God makes the sun rise for good and bad, while you are criticizing, another is taking advantage of the sun. Are you understanding me? While you are wasting time crying for what it was, as they say out there about spilled milk, others are working. And let me tell you, if you work, if you sow, you will reap. But if you put your hand on the plow and start looking at the clouds, and you start saying, I better do it tomorrow because today it's going to rain, today is not enough to sow. I am setting this example for you. The one who plows the land, if you do not do it, if you put your hand to the plow and you begin to look at everything around you, the circumstances, you will never do it. While others are taking advantage far above, if they believe or don't believe, far above whether they love God or not, they are taking advantage of daylight. They are taking advantage of the sun. They are taking advantage of the rain. And that marks the difference. What are you taking advantage of? Now you know why you are not taking advantage of. Because we are anxious. And the Apostle Paul said, be anxious for nothing, but your requests be known before God in all prayer, and prayer with thanksgiving. Perhaps you say, if I am praying, and I am praying to God for my family, I am praying to God for this restoration from my home, I am praying to God to heal me, but until now, I have not seen answers. The next verse, I am reading you. The word in Philippians chapter 4, the next verse, which is verse 7, says, and the peace of God that passes all understanding, perhaps we would hope that if we cry out to God, the next verse would say, and if you cry out to God, then everything you ask Him, He is going to give it to you. No, do you know that the Apostle Paul had asked that many times the answers that we need from God is peace, is to have tranquility in our mind, because when you are at rest and you are calm, you can observe better, and then you can make the decision that God shows you to take, and there you will have all the support. The Bible says, my God will supply everything you need according to His riches and glory. He will bless the work of your hands. But you need peace and tranquility. Do not be anxious for anything. Perhaps you will say, this is difficult. It is not difficult. Let peace keep your hearts from God, He says, and your thoughts. Then when your heart and mind is guarded by God, you can make the best decision, and they are the ones you need. You can see the open door that God has prepared for you but you cannot see. And not only that, but make that peace of God remain in your life. And how to do it? When you start to habitate your mind. In verse 8 it says, for the rest, brothers, everything true, honest, what is just, everything pure, everything kind, everything that is of good name, if there is any virtue, if something praiseworthy, in this think, begins to occupy your mind in God, begin to occupy your mind in everything good. Let the Holy Spirit guide your life, because God is willing to take you on a better path. Then your attitude will change. You will no longer despair because you are not in control. You will know the God, all powerful, wants the best for you, and He will show you the path you must follow. It will not be easy. Nobody said it's going to be easy. But the certainty in the Lord with your peace set in it, you can get around every circumstance. Enjoy each blessing, and then you will realize that with everything you could, then you become more than a winner. Father, we thank you for this beautiful new day that you give us. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful word. Forgive us because of how much garbage we have occupied our minds with, and not in the good, in the just, and how kind, and what is a good name. Lord, today we carry our thoughts subject to you, and we ask that all bad thoughts be replaced by something good, and invade us with your word, that we can meditate on it, Lord, and that peace that passes all understanding, keep our minds and hearts in the name of Jesus. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos.